Or now turn our attention to politics, and specifically local politics. One political career, as we talked there about Michael Fitzgerald's administrative career in the HSE coming to an end. One political career is coming to an end. It's the career of independent councillor in Killarney, Donal Grady, and he's with me on the line. Donal, good morning to you, and thanks for talking to me in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry, and good morning, listeners.
You're standing down from the council. Tell me how difficult the decision was this in the first place.
This decision was, I suppose, we're talking about this with the last 4 years. It's time to move on and give youth a fling. And the fact alone, Martin, hopefully will be co-opted by my fellow councillors in either the June or July meeting. I'm not sure yet. Mm. But Martin certainly will be well capable. He's giving me a hand doing my job as a councillor with the last 2 years. So he was born into it, and he had the interest in it. And it's time to let the young fellas, you know, give them a chance, and that's what we had planned. Family, we planned that.
Will you miss it?
You see, if there's a thing I was going, Jerry, if I was going straight out of it, yes, the same as my days in the first of us, yes. But I had family there, and Martin will be there for at least another year. And the fact alone that he'd be there, that will help quite a lot. I won't interfere, but he'll want some advice from myself and also from my brother Sean, who had been a great help to me, you know, since Sean, you know, bailed out in 2014. But Sean was always, he was like an encyclopedia. I would be the same, and we would both be the same, to keep Martin on the right track.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Look, politics has been in the family for a long time. Your father, John, winning a seat back in 1967, and the seat kind of has stayed between you and your brother and him in the family for many years. 66
We have never, luckily enough, we have always held on to that seat, you know. And if you go, listen, if being independent, you know, normally it's just hard. But if you go and do the work, go out and do the work and tell the people the truth as it is. That's the most important thing you can do. Go out there. It might not always work out what you're trying for people, but most of the time I was very lucky that even with executive and this and that, they were very good to me. And we'd work as both inside the town and also in county, and I was helped in a big way, non-stop across the board.
Yeah, yeah, and look,
I was lucky.
Yeah, 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 and look, it takes a lot of different people to maintain a council seat. I suppose a lot of different work. You get to know the workings. I know you would have worked in the urban council back in the day. You worked in the fire service. You worked in Leaper. So you had appreciation, I suppose, of the private and public side of things before you got into politics firmly after you retired.
Absolutely, I was in politics before I retired from the fire service.
Yeah.
You know, but look, it's Kerry County Council were very, very good to me as a person, as a person working for them. I also worked for them, you know, and it's about 72 or 3. I was driving the lorry, I was doing different things from them. So Kerry County Council were very good to me down through the years. Mm. And I'd have to say that, you know, and I suppose the fire brigade was my love. I loved it, as I did as a councillor. Mm.
You obviously, Donal, look, you've seen a lot of changes. One of the biggest changes came in 2014 with the abolition of town councils. How do you view that now?
My view of that, it was still one of the biggest major mistake that I suppose that was made by local government. We certainly have not been up to scratch like we should have been, we'll say, since 2014.
Yeah.
I am seeing that we certainly were better off when we had Killarney Urban Council and every... I suppose the real truth, there should have been at least 20 of them kept in different parts of the country. There should have been. But it was forced upon us, and we did everything in our power to try and hold it. We even followed the minister over to Brussels. And we did, and we questioned him over in Brussels, myself and my brother Sean. We questioned the fact alone, what did they're after doing to our little country. There should have been at least 20 councils, urban councils, held on to.
I mean, and As one of the biggest damages, one of the biggest damaging effects of it, has it been the bid to try and get new people into politics? Perhaps maybe younger people into politics. It's a tall order to start from scratch and get elected onto Kerry County Council. It's competitive. Although we have on the other side of this problem of not being able to attract people in because of the lifestyle, because of the pressures that are there, because of the hours, because of the social media, all of those side of things. I mean, Martin's following in your footsteps. It's kind of a family thing. But it's difficult to get different perspectives and different people into politics now, isn't it?
But if you were ending on Kerry County,
okay, I think we might have lost connection with Donal on the line there. Donal, can you hear me?
I can, Jerry.
Yes, sorry, you were just saying if you were standing for Kerry County Council.
What I am saying is that if you were depending on Kerry County Council to make a living and trying to raise a family, you'd die hungry.
Yeah. Forget about, for sure. Forget about it.
You have to have a job with it. You won't survive otherwise. Absolutely. I mean, you'll often hear people say, oh, you know, you have a soft time, you have this and that. Wrong as could be, Liz. Absolutely. And I'm not badly off for you, sure. I'm saying that, but there's no thanks to the money I'd be getting from just a loan from a councillor. I had lots of things going for me, my days in the fire brigade. I'd never be idle. I don't know what to be idle, but all I'm saying is you need another job. So you do.
And that's the job, is work. And if your family life, a younger family perhaps, just politics isn't an option for you?
No,
at the moment.
Absolutely. Well, the only thing, if you don't know what you're going into, I know Martin was born into it. He knows what is his the interest. And if he hadn't the interest, stay away from it.
You have to want it.
Martin is doing it for the last 2 years. You know, he's giving me help and a big help.
Yeah.
And you know, I certainly, you know, needed that because I was there, you know, some years ago and I was not feeling too well. Martin helped me all the way through. I'm in good health, back in great health. But I, you know, he was there with me, so he knows all about politics.
Yeah. Yeah. Donal, what would you change? What would you like to see change about local politics, about politics in general? Maybe to get more people into it or improve the job for the ones who are coming?
Well, I would. I said I want, did want some sort of a sweetener. I mean, what would I change? I would dearly, dearly love to see town councils back again. But if we got town councils back again, that won't happen because we're not going to get the money that goes with it. You know, look, like I said, we have in the region of 20 million going out of Killarney, near enough, every year from our rates, and that's gone to other towns to build them up. And I think the ratepayers of Killarney are being very, very quiet. They should kick up and demand that not all of it. Now, you can't have all of it.
Sure.
But certainly, 50% of that should remain in Killarney.
Okay.
That money that's collected in the town.
Would you like to see, speaking of money, money means power, I suppose. Would you like to see more power devolved to local government in this country?
Of course I would. And they tell us we're getting more power. They're taking powers off us every day. There's more power coming, you know, coming away from us. Of course, I'd like to see a little bit more power. Maybe direct mayors, if it'll ever happen here, things like that. And we can come along, and we have a so-called mayor here in Killarney. I think it's very wrong we don't, because the only mayor that's in Killarney, that's in Kerry, is Tralee. And that's wrong. We need the status of a mayor in Killarney. We have it by name only, but that's all. We should have a mayor here in Killarney. We should have a mayor in every major town in Killarney.
Directly elected, perhaps?
Well, maybe that, but for the moment, we should have the powers. You see, it's to do with population. And we'll say, I think we're entitled to one now, and I've looked for it there a month ago, because all the extra people we've coming into Killarney now from all the different countries, we certainly are nearly up to the mark that we should have a mayor of our own here in Killarney Municipal District.
Okay.
And it's very important to have a status of a mayor. We have one in name only, and that's wrong. Mm.
Donal, what will you do? I know you'll be still involved. Are you a golfer?
I know what a golfer is like.
Okay, well, there you go. Is that what you're going to... You have a plan anyway?
I have a plan to be there with Martin, right by his side, for the next year, without telling him what to do, but advising him what to do. And yeah, I'd be
because there's an election to be fought as well, of course.
Correct. I was just about to say that. We have to start in 2 months' time into the election and start meeting the people and let Martin's message get out there, and we'll be doing that. Okay. And I suppose we're lucky enough that you know, he's Martin is in the fire service, he's an officer there, and he's also a peace commissioner and a commissioner of votes. That is a big help to him, and he's meeting people on a daily basis.
Yeah, very good. Listen, Donal, we're out of time. My thanks to you for talking to me in the programme, and thanks for all your work and your support and your service over the years, and for always being kind and courteous here at Radio Kerry.
I'd like to thank Radio Kerry, it's great for me, and all the press right down through the years. They have been very good to me, and won't be forgotten, I can tell you that, Jerry. Okay. Thank you so much.